For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And looking down at Chautauqua, Peter, they are mad about the 18th century down there, I think.
Apparently so. Beaumarchais, Goldoni, but...
And a little bit of Marie Antoinette, yes. So we have Rossini and also Mozart, two operas based on plays by Beaumarchais, who is a favorite of Marie Antoinette, which inspires the third in the series, The Ghost of Versailles. Meanwhile, at the Chautauqua Theater, we're getting One Man, Two Governors, which is actually Goldoni's One Servant, Two Masters.
Right.
Oh, right. They tried to pass that off as a new play when it came time for the Tony Awards.
And One Man, Two Governors.
Yes, and they said, you can translate it whatever you like, but Goldoni is not a new playwright, that this is an old classic. And they still resonate today, the play in the 18th century as capitalism, imperialism is running amok and class distinctions become exacerbated tremendously. The play between servants and masters, not just in One Servant, Two Masters, or One Man, Two Governors, and also the increasingly shallow values of people who value their money above their character.
That's a theme we can say is current.
We have reverted entirely, yes. And it is the age of the Enlightenment, people thinking very, very hard about issues like this as well. Of course, filtered down to us through certain thinkers, certain composers, certain playwrights, a certain spin on them through these specific, very delightful works. As you look through programs, it's increasingly interesting to see the specialties that exist and how certain ones become more important and less important. When I was coming up through, you had a property master, you had a costume designer and a wardrobe mistress. It's very, very different now. With the advances in technology and the ability to shop online, there's a proliferation of specialties. And I see many more theaters using dramaturgs.
Right.
And many more theaters using dialect coaches.
Well, before you get to dialect coaches, which I want to hear about, I've always wondered, dramaturgs immerse themselves in the play and can answer questions about the historical period. But for crying out loud, isn't that the director's job?
Everything is ultimately the director's job.
True.
That to supervise every aspect of the production. But a dramaturg can also help with the context of things. That I was thinking that in seeing Mae West's play Sex up at the Shaw Festival, the dramaturg should have not just a knowledge of 1926, not just a knowledge of prostitution in the 1920s, but also the structure of a Mae West play and of knowledge of burlesque. All of the segments of that play we can see duplicated in other Mae West scripts, the inevitable confrontation between the working class Mae West character and the society dame. This is in many, many Mae West scripts. And we can get valuable information from a knowledge of that, which a dramaturg can help the director or even the actors with.
But I cut you off. I did want to hear about dialect coach, because when we went there, there was the Russian play, sounded pretty authentic to me, Al Glass Menagerie, not only a Mississippi accent, but a St. Louis accent.
St. Louis accent, yeah. Well, we have the advantage of knowing one of the dialect coaches at the Shaw Festival is Jen Tui, who, though she's on the faculty at Buffalo State, is Canadian and is one of the coaches. And, you know, they're not dialect directors at the Shaw Festival. They are coaches. They are available to this ensemble of actors who are some of the finest actors in the English-speaking world. And they would seek the assistance of their coaches, if they desire, in the development of their characters. They're much more in demand than I recall years ago. And I wonder if that's largely because we're much more aware of accents than we were. Something that begins with talking movies in the 1920s and 30s, that previous to that, the only way to know what someone from another country sounded like would be to meet a person from that country.
Well, yeah. I did want to ask you, when you watch old black and white movies from Hollywood, what is that accent? And was that also the rule on stage?
You're asking me, and the way I talk, what accent that is.
Let me hold up a mirror.
This is a mid-Atlantic accent. That's what it is. I could help you by saying the calla lilies are in bloom again. And you would recognize this accent. It places me in the Hudson Valley or Connecticut.
That's the accent that the older movies were going for.
Yes, and people would be coached in this accent, yeah. As I was.
Oh.
At home.
Oh.
For Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.